Well, statistics show that the Australian national gender pay gap is currently 15.3%. While women are being underpaid for doing the same job as their male counterparts, sexual harassment are also issues that women face while pursuing a career. Tamira Francis reports.
The entertainment industry will always be a tough one to break into, but for women, it appears to be near impossible to do so on an equal footing. Advocates say people must join forces so everyone, male and female, has an equal shot. I spoke with social commentator Eva Cox, who spoke about the issue and shared some advice for young journalists to take note of. Why are networks and organisations in general able to get away with silencing women in regards to sexual harassment and speaking out about inequality?
I think it's just a pattern that we've got everywhere. It's something I've been trying to work out because we've had 50-odd years now of the second wave women's movement, and we still seem to be stuck on the fact that women still cop the blame, women still are defined as being the problem. You know, if we're low paid, it's our fault. If we're high paid, it's, you know, it's for some other reason apart from the fact that we're good at things. There's just a continued sense that somehow or other whatever we do seems to be the wrong thing unless we don't do anything interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you know, what's happening in the media is the same as what's happening right throughout the system. And that's what's showing up now with the stuff in the USA, showing up with that new thing that's happening online. Everybody is sort of being so harassed. People don't have a sense that they can ask for pay rises. They get underpaid. They get undervalued. If they raise their voices, they get called a bitch. If they don't raise their voices, they get called a wimp, you know. So we need to do some serious thinking about why women are still always defined as a second sex. We don't define the way the world works, and it doesn't work very well for most of us. That makes sense?
Yeah,
sorry,
definitely.
I'm not talking about specifically in the media, but I mean, at the moment, listening to anything and so on, we're getting very much the same sort of picture coming up at work, media. Why, after all of this time about talking about women's equality, are we still somehow defined as the other?
Very true. Could it be said that women are seen as too replaceable within the entertainment industry, especially coming about with the recent departure of Lisa Wilkinson from the Today Show? And in the past, we've seen another famous breakfast TV anchor, Melissa Doyle, be basically replaced due to speaking out about pay inequality.
Well, you don't want to have women around who are actually going to say something. You know, we're still generally seen as decorative, but we're not the key person as far as most people are concerned, and so therefore it's easy to replace us. And I think we've just got to acknowledge the fact that women are not appropriately valued, and therefore they're seen as disposable, while the men are seen as important. It's the same story every time you look at it.
Could potentially be up to men to step up to their plate and agree on a pay parity, perhaps?
No, I think it's up to women to start redefining what's happening. If we keep asking men to do it for us, it's not going to have any changes. That we expect equality, and I think women have to speak out about it. A culture in most workplaces of not telling people what we earn, I think we need to start demanding that. And I think women need to get together and start comparing their salaries and looking at what's happening in the place, finding the person that does the pay and finding out what's happening, because we just need to fight back. It's no use asking men to give things up. Why would they?
In regards to that, just quickly, men giving up their pay and benefits in regards to women, radio host Dave Hughes has agreed on a pay parity so his woman co-anchor can in fact be paid equally to him. Is a move in the right direction?
Dave is a decent bloke. He's made a decent decision. I'm sure he's going to cop a lot of flack from other people. I think he probably did it from the best of good intentions, and we ought to be very pleased that he's done it. But we should not be dependent on men making those sorts of decisions. You know, so it's quite ridiculous. It's not about quality. It's not about what we can do. It's not about anything. It's just about prejudice. Women have to get together and start doing something about it. Not individually. If you stick your neck out on your own, you get punished. But if all of the women start coming together and saying, we all think we're being underpaid, they can't get rid of everybody because the whole place would fall down.
How are women able to be expected to pursue successful media careers when there are so many instances where speaking out about injustice has left them dismissed?
Because women need to do it as a collective thing. We need to change the system. We can't keep doing it one by one. This is where feminism has gone wrong. It's no use doing it person by person. It's no use doing it as just an individual gesture. You know, the system sucks. It's run by men for men. And the women that succeed are the ones that go along with what men want them to do. So it's about time that we started being serious about getting together and having a look at why after 50 plus years of the second wave women's movement and the third wave and any other waves you want to add into it, we're still in a situation where women don't get paid what they're entitled to be, that they don't get valued because we're not the ones that are doing the valuing and we're not the ones with the power. So let's organise a next revolution.
How should the next generation approach getting what they deserve from the industry, in particular women, within or entering the entertainment industry?
I think that you need to get together. We need to make sure that the young women stick together and the older women stick up for them. Because unfortunately, when you get into those situations, very often you might find the other senior women and other women in the place don't support you. I often get people coming up and saying, what can I do? I said, try translating that into we. Don't do it on your own. You're going to get done over. If you can get all of the women in the organisation and some sensible men to say, we want to actually make sure that the people we employ are the people that can do the best job, then you can start really attacking the sorts of prejudice.
That's social commentator Ava Cox speaking to Tamira Francis there.